We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Kuf Chaf, the second paragraph, and the Magen Midovna had said that a person who's attempting to gain the most basic level of Yirat Shamayim should try to behave when he is in private, in the most private settings, as though he is in public. The basic halacha it says in Shulchan Aruch. And he says that if a person can do that consistently, then he is on his way in the Avodat Hashem. But if a person is lackadaisical and he's inconsistent, and sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't, so then he'll find himself going up and down, back and forth, over and over again. And he says, "Lachen shiiti libech lamsila ha'olah betel." Therefore, place your heart on that path that goes up to the house of Hashem. Urech la'alot aleh la'tzava neged ma'asecha mitnagdim utzas svatecha. And he is over here alluding to a concept he discussed in the very beginning of the book. He says, so now take note to see how to ascend and take yourself to task over your actions that contradict your speech. Meaning we speak as though we recognize Hashem is here. Our actions are not reflective of that. So he says, a person, if he focuses this way, then he can really take himself on, so to speak. He could take on the battle to be consistent, to stop being a hypocrite. Ve'ikon likat elokecha, and prepare yourself towards Hashem your God, as taskil v'tatzich tachecha, and then you'll find your way successful. Ve'ira azot asher amarnu, so this basic level of being a God-fearing person, kolel et kol ha'ivarim ha'chitzonim ve'apnimim, it encompasses all of one's limbs, the external limbs and the internal limbs, ki yitbarach chofes kol chadrei vatin, because God knows what's going on all over, inside our heart, inside our mind, every slight movement. V'cholelet gam ken abgadim amalbushim. It encompasses how we dress as well. Kmo she'amru chazal, Rav Huna ra mepuzme ke'umatzle. Our sages say, Rav Huna put on respectable shoes and davened. K'mamar, as the prophet Amos taught us, hikon nikat elokecha Yisrael. A person should prepare himself towards his creator. So there's a way that a person dresses, there's a way that a person talks, there's a way that a person moves, there's a way that a person, even in the look he gives people, it is reflective of how he feels, whether he recognizes Hashem's in the room or not. The verse says, watch your feet as you go to the house of Hashem. A person should realize that even his footsteps, even the gait that a person has, is reflective of where he's holding, where his spirit is holding. Very often we like to think that our davening, our mitzvos, our Torah, that's where we stand before Hashem. But when we leave the Beis Medrash, when we're doing our own thing, so then it's not a reflection of being in front of Hashem. A few months ago, I spoke to a person who has a business, and he told me that he was about to hire someone, but he always has a practice when he's about to hire someone, so then he brings in his assistant, has the assistant interview the interviewee, and then he goes out to see the car. He wants to look inside the person's car and see what's his private life like. I can't go into his home, but let me at least look through the window and see what's happening behind the facade that he places at the interview. He went out to the car, and he saw that the car was one big trash can filled with empty soda cans. The guy would drink cans and just toss them in the car. So you'd say, okay, at least he's tossing them in the car, not out of the car. That says something about a person. To the interview, you could show up with your suit and tie. To your car, well, people don't always think of that someone might look into their car, and that's a reflection of something that's going on inside a person. He recycles? I hope he recycles, but even a person who recycles doesn't have to have soda cans tossed all around his car. Yeah?
Check people's Facebook profiles. They have special privileges with Facebook. They can go on and check people that they, in secrecy, without them knowing it, they can actually look deep into their profiles and see everything as if they were like best friends.
What?
8 to 5 minutes.
The truth is that one of the things we're looking for in Avodat Hashem is consistency. And the Yiras Shamayim is really something which you can't gauge. Only a person himself can gauge. If we have to gauge someone else, we don't know. On the outside, everyone can play a game. But where a person is holding internally, so that should be reflected in everything they do. And you should know that this level of being a God-fearing person, it's not beyond you. You can attain it if you only take the time to think and control your actions. You'll see the time will come. You will find yourself filled with the knowledge and the fear of Hashem, just as the sea covers the floor of the sea. Ad ki teranena sfatecha, to the point where your lips will sing, ze keli ve'anveu, this is my God, now glorify Him. Uv'cholev tidrasheu lachazot b'na'amo v'chol kedoshav imo. And you'll find yourself seeking out Hashem with a complete heart, seeking the pleasantness and the holiness of being close to Hashem. So he'd been discussing the most basic level of Yirat Shamayim, and he concludes by discussing that element of consistency. Consistency in growth, and consistency in maintaining this Yirat Shamayim in all areas of life, and that's not easy. And sometimes it forces us to realize that maybe we should take two steps back, because although we can take those two steps forward in davening or in learning, but to hold on to them consistently is problematic. So we have to grow, but grow with consistency, so that we don't view ourselves as hypocrites, so that we won't be hypocrites. The only point we have to remember is that growth is gradual too. And sometimes a person starts something and he says, but I can't do it in every area of my life. And the flip side of this is that a person shouldn't stunt his own growth because he says, I'm not yet consistent in everything. Meaning there's a certain balance. You're not going to tell a person, if you can't daven every day, don't daven any day, right? He should start davening. You're not going to tell a person, well, if you can't have kavana in any davening, so don't have kavana even in one. We say, no, growth is gradual. So that's the balance here, where on the one end, we do have to grow and realize that we're not going to be consistent overnight. But we also have to realize not to grow too fast, too far, if we haven't maintained consistency. And I think that one of the gauges of our consistency, whether we like it or not, is Bein Hazmanim. We're coming up now to the break, and a person has to ask himself, am I going to get up for davening during the break? Am I going to learn every day during the break? What kind of Jew am I when I'm not in yeshiva? And very often people have their greatest downfalls this coming month. A person, a chacham enav birosho, an intelligent person, thinks in advance how he's going to ensure that the time of the break will be a time that he continues growing. The flip side of that, there are always two sides to the coin, right? Is that it is harder during the break, and you don't have a system. Meaning, very often people say, if I didn't succeed maintaining going to minyan and other things during the break, then how am I ever going to get married? If I leave yeshiva, what kind of person will I be? So that's true on one level. A person does have to try and ensure that doesn't happen during the break. But a person also has to remember that there's a certain hardship to the second you're breaking your schedule. Meaning, when you leave the yeshiva, hopefully you'll set up a good schedule, and then you will go to minyan, and you'll have a schedule where you'll be able to do it. When you're in yeshiva and you have a schedule, and suddenly you don't have a schedule, so then it's harder than regular life after yeshiva. So again, the intelligent thing is to set up a schedule. Set up a bedtime for Bein Hazmanim. Set up a wake-up time. Set up a minyan you're going to go to steadily. Set up a chavrusa for 5 minutes here or there. Make a schedule. Don't just let everything fall to pieces. Try to have some kind of schedule where you demand of yourself a certain amount at certain times, and then the rest of the time you'll take off. And then a person ends the day feeling more satisfied with what he's done, and he'll end the Bein Hazmanim also feeling like it wasn't the greatest downfall in the world.